Okay, so this is the Governance Committee meeting of May 16th, and it's starting at 5:30 Pacific time. And I'm going to call the roll. So, Ken Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron from KPFK. Roma Adias is not here. Ahmad Anderson of KPFA?
Yes.
Ahmad is here. Duane Duncan? Not here. Anthony Fest? Is not on. Rhonda Garner? Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Rhonda is here. William Hewagen of WBAI?
Present.
William is here. Ken Lawful of WBAI?
Here.
And is here. Barbara Marbach of KPFK?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, Barbara is here. Kiki McCary? She's at home. Michael Ochoa?
Here.
Of, WBAI? Is here. Mansour Saban? He's not here. Talaka is here. Mosquito Washington of WPFW. Okay, Mosquito is here. And Don Williams of WPFW. Don? Are you muted, Don? Don Williams? Okay, I see that he's on, but I'm not sure why he's not responding. Okay, so we have ten people on the call. And I'll let somebody determine how to go about getting a pro tem chair.
This is Ken. I think we should, for the orders of the day and the agenda you distributed, elect the pro tem chair, and I nominate Rhonda Gardner from KPFT. I just want to make one other point. I'm not sure if it's for policy, but I think it's advisable that the chair should be a member of the PNB, because they have a higher reality on all of the activities than just somebody who's on a local LSP. So, again, I nominate Rhonda Gardner for chair pro tem.
Okay. Yeah, I'll second that.
Is Mansour on the line?
Not yet.
It's Rhonda. No, okay. I'd gotten in touch with Mansour this afternoon, and he actually said that he would chair the meeting. I'm also in the process right now of trying to text my two KPFT reps that aren't on the call.
Okay.
Aki, do you think you could go ahead and just get us started while I do that? And maybe Mansour will be on the line before that?
Well, I think that Ken has the agenda, so I'm going to let Ken read the agenda item.
Okay, hold on. I'm talking about the agenda item you distributed. I thought that came from you.
No, I think that original agenda item came from you, I think.
Oh, that? Okay, all right. Let me find it. One second.
I see it. I'd be happy to read. You're talking about Ken Aaron's motion?
Right.
I've got it up. That
helps. No. The draft agenda. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
I don't recall getting the draft agenda.
Okay, so, the outgoing chair is not here. Select the agenda. Well, the first thing is to select a chair pro tem. After that, we approve the agenda. So there's no point in reading an agenda before we select a chair pro tem. let's just do that and then move on to the rest of the agenda.
Okay. In lieu of...
I would call to, just to see if there's any other nominees for Chair Pro Tem.
Other than Rhonda?
Right.
Right.
And just as mm-hmm. a point of information, Rhonda, I can call the two other people from KPFT.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I'm sending them a text now. I did that.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, I have no experience in running a meeting, but I'll be happy to try. So I just beg everyone's forgiveness in advance, and any parliamentary assistance would be greatly appreciated. Okay, now I have to pull up the agenda. Sorry, I had pulled up Ken's motion.
Okay.
But I don't have the draft agenda in front of me. Hold on one moment. Do I just get that from KPFTX, or was it sent to us by our mail? I don't recall getting it in my mail.
Request for information, Michael Ochoa.
Yes, Michael.
Did we actually vote for a chair pro tem?
Not yet.
I missed that. Okay. So
We have to...
You could just tell me. I don't know where we are right now.
No, we have one. This is Ken. We have one nominee for Chair Pro Tem,
Rhonda.
Rhonda Gardner from KPFT. And we should see if there are there any other nominees. Anybody else want to be chair?
Pro Tem.
Thank you.
Chair Pro Tem, right. So there's nothing there. So I move that Rhonda Gardner be the chair pro tem by acclamation, and there's no other candidates. And we can, and if there's no objections, the motion passes. So is there any objections to that? Nope. Okay. By the way, beginning
hearing
to
none.
A little shady. Hearing none.
Okay.
Rhonda's the chair pro tem. You got it. Now you're in charge.
Okay, and that's great, but I don't have an agenda. On the KTFTX, it says to be determined, and I'm looking through my mail, and I don't see... Oh, wait, hold on. I don't see the agenda. One moment. Aki, did you send us an agenda?
Very short.
No, the only one I got was from... But I'll read you the agenda. It's very simple.
Okay.
Number 3 is approve the agenda.
Okay.
Number 4 is approve the minutes, if there's none. Set the date for the next meeting is number 5. Mm-hmm. Number 6 is termination if there is any outstanding business from the last governance committee. So the people who are on the last governance committee can weigh in on number 6 if there any outstanding business. And then number 7, the new business is Ken Owen's motion for the Contracts and Compensation Committee. And that's it. And item is, number 8 is adjourned.
Okay. So, are there any objections to approving the agenda?
Yes, this is Ken. I wrote that agenda, but I think we should appoint a secretary immediately, because the secretary can keep track of the agenda and everything before we approve the agenda.
Is there anyone who wants to
volunteer? Yeah.
Is there anyone who wants to volunteer as secretary? Please, pretty please. I'm chair.
Oh, Bob, yes, I have the role.
Who is that?
This is Aki. I can volunteer for today.
Okay, Aki, thank you.
This is
Aki, is there any way that you could send me the agenda since there are 7 items on there? I wasn't able to write them all down.
Point of order.
Thank you, Ken.
This is Ken. I have it. I'll send it.
Okay,
I'll send the agenda.
Okay. Aki, could you please repeat what the first item on the agenda is? Is it to approve the agenda?
Right. But
right. We're waiting for Ken. We're waiting for Ken Aaron to send that to us.
Yeah, 1 second. Governance, agenda, and I have to attach. I'll get it and I'll put it in the body. Just give me a second. This is it.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, here it goes, here it goes. I didn't proofread or anything. Never occurred. 1 second.
Just curious, how many of us are on the call?
15. No, 10. Oh, sorry.
No, we have 11, though. We've been sitting on 11 people.
Yeah, most of them are being rather quiet.
Jeez, I had a problem here. I'm sorry.
This is Rhonda Aki. I just wanted to tell you thank you for organizing our first meeting. I know we've all been slow in getting started, but we thank you very much for organizing this for us.
Okay.
Is someone getting in touch with Mansoor?
I'll call him. Mansoor.
I know he planned on being on the call, and he did agree to be the chair. Whew.
Well, I did send him a text at 5:45. So
thank you.
To remind him about the call.
Okay, this is Ken. I did email out the agenda. Did anybody get it?
No. What I just got, Ken, was the contract and compensation committee motion.
Oh, I just sent this at 5:51.
I've got it, Anthony, here.
Okay, great. Okay, good enough. So I'll read it. You should all have it now. So we have a chair pro tem. Okay. Okay, go ahead. You continue then.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm gonna try. Okay, so outgoing chair was George Ryder. So I'd asked if we'd selected the pro tem chair. My name is Rhonda Garner from KPFT. Since we are on the stream and this is a new first meeting of this committee, if everybody could maybe try to remember to say their name and their call letter so we can familiarize ourselves with everyone. So with regards to the agenda, are there any objections?
This is Ken. I wanted to add one other item.
Okay, Ken, parliamentary assistant. It's not necessary for Ken to put that in writing, is it? You can just...
Yeah, I already distributed the motion that I wanted to add.
Okay.
Okay. And it would go under new business. And it's a motion that we utilize, it's called PAC Governance Yahoo Group.
Yes, I have.
And for our communications and our minutes and our motions. And that,
okay.
We're not going to use it today, but we can use it later. But that's the motion, to use the Yahoo Group.
Okay. Okay. Am I supposed to ask if anybody objects to the motion?
Well, we're just adding it to the agenda. We're just adding it to the agenda. We're not not doing the motion.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Ken, this is Barbara from KPFK. This is an email you sent out at 11 a.m. about the Yahoo group. Correct?
Right.
I sent it out this morning. That's right.
Okay. So... those of us who are on the committee are already in that group now? Create a Yahoo group?
No, the Yahoo group has to be, the members have to be updated. The members have to be updated.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
do we want to set the times for the agenda items now?
Yeah. Time for.
Okay.
Time for the meeting.
All right.
Time for the end.
Okay. Well, we don't need too much time to set the date and time. Do we want to set a time certain to end the meeting? Oh, wait a minute. I jumped ahead. Okay, approval of agenda and set agenda items. Okay, Ken, how much time do you need for your motion with regard to the Yahoo group?
The Yahoo group? 5 minutes.
Yes. Alrighty. Anybody have an objection? Hearing none, 5 minutes. Okay. And then, Ken, your agenda item for your motion for, I'm flipping through so many different screens here, and I apologize. I really thought that I wasn't going to be doing this. Okay, here we go. So, gosh, I've got all these documents up. Okay, so Ken, your motion for the PNB Governance Committee, the Contracts and Compensation Committee, how much time would you like to speak about that?
25 minutes.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, 25 minutes for the Contracts and Compensation Committee. Okay. Now, I'm willing to accept any help here. What's next? Let me pull
a minute of approval.
No minute.
Okay.
Well, I would have to pass on the minutes approval. I haven't been part of the committee before, so.
I'm sorry, could you repeat yourself?
I was just making a comment about approving the governance minutes for the prior meeting. I would have to abstain from that because I was not part of that on the committee at that point.
I would have to abstain from that as well, and I am not aware of there being any minutes. So could we just whatever is necessary to postpone it till the next meeting since we don't have them?
William Hairwagon for the SAC.
Michael Ochoa for the SAC.
Okay, Mr. Hairwagon.
Hi, I'm from WBAI. We need to approve the agenda before we move on to minutes.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I thought we approved the agenda. So,
no, I just made some changes, so just ask if there's any objection to approving the agenda.
Okay, are there any objections to approving the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. With regards to the minutes, approved minutes of previous meeting if available. None are available, so request for parliamentary assistance. Does that mean that we postpone?
Table to the next meeting, or?
Well, I would assume that we would have to postpone until the next meeting because I don't think they're going to, I don't think I'm going to.
Michael Ochoa, WBAI.
Even if I could access the minutes, I personally have not had the opportunity to read them, nor was I a part, so I don't know how I could approve them either.
Michael Ochoa, WBAI.
Go ahead, Michael.
I move to postpone consideration of the minutes until the next meeting of the Governance Committee.
Secondary.
Thank you. Okay. All righty. Are there any objections? Okay. Then it's so moved that we will postpone the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting at the next scheduled meeting of the PNB Governance Committee meeting. All right. We would like to go ahead and I know that there are next on the agenda is to set a date, time, and place of the next meeting. I guess the date that was suggested on here, June 20th, That's 1 month away. And I'm wondering, I don't have a problem, personally don't have a problem with that date, but I'm wondering because of the, you know, the dire situation that we're in on all fronts, if it might be, if anyone thinks it might be necessary to have a meeting sooner than that. Any discussion?
Yes.
Hearing no.
Hearing
yes,
again to the SAC. Yes, there's dire straits, but the governance committee doesn't have any pressing issues that I'm aware of. I think it's timely to have a meeting next month.
Okay. Are there any objections to having the next meeting on the third Tuesday in June? That's the 20th of the month, and we would meet at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Hearing no objection.
Request for information, Michael, WBAI. It's my first meeting, so I just wanted to know how the meeting schedules have been made in the past.
Typically, my experience, and anyone's welcome, we can take a stack on this. My personal experience is that we usually have monthly meetings, but for example, the finance committee has been meeting a little more often, audit committee, and that kind of thing. But typically, meetings are usually once a month.
Thank you.
Committee meetings. Okay. All righty. So then did I ask for, there were no objections to the date and time, correct? So the meeting is set. All right. Next up, set time certain to end this meeting.
This is Barbara from KPFK.
Hi, Barbara. Go ahead.
A clarifying question, please. So I'm here at the governance committee at our local station, and the role of the governance committee is to prepare the agenda for the large local station board. I'm assuming this is the same framework that we're preparing the agenda for the Pacific National Board, and do people submit their motions and their agenda items, or do we pass this on to President May, they pull it together. If you could take just a minute to clarify the role here of the governance committee.
Okay. I apologize. I'm having a very hard time hearing you.
Barbara, can you talk a tiny bit louder? Get closer to the mic, maybe.
Okay. Let me try.
That's better.
This is better?
Yes.
I just wanted to clarify the role of the governance committee at the board. I'm familiar at the local station level. I'm on that committee. Mm. We prepare the agenda.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm still having a hard time hearing you, and it's breaking up as well. Is anyone else having the same problem hearing?
Yes, I have a problem too.
Just a second, please. Oh, I lost them. Is this better?
Much better.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So I just wanted to clarify the role of the governance committee for the national board. We prepare the agenda for the national board, or because that's the role we do here, is we kind of firm up. I mean, of course it gets voted on, but we kind of prepare it. The motions and, you know, the flow of the agenda, just like we're doing now. That's our role for the national board.
Does anyone with more experience want to volunteer to speak to that?
Yeah, this is Ken. I could speak to that.
Thank you, Ken.
All right. In bylaws, Article 8, Section 3, standing committees, Line B, Governance Committee, which shall regularly review the Foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And it does not create the agenda for the PNB meetings.
Okay.
And that's all it says in the bylaws. That's the entirety of it. Anything else is by tradition, you know, what percolates up or this or that. So I have a motion that I submitted that seems to me to fall mostly under governance, and that sentence I just read. There, I think the coordinating committee is involved in generating agendas for the PNB meeting. It's called the coordinating committee.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful.
Okay, and then so we were going to set, do we want to set time certain, or do we want to set a time approximate to end this meeting? I mean, I know we want to.
Okay, we want to set a time to end the meeting, and then if we want to extend that time, it takes a two-thirds vote. So normally we would end at what it would be 5:30, 6:30, 7:00, or 7:30. I'd say I think we're going to get done by 7:30, absolutely. 7:30
okay.
is the time. And then if somebody wanted to extend it, it takes a two-thirds vote to extend it.
Okay. Is it necessary for a motion to be made on that, Ken?
Yeah, we should all agree on that.
If
there's any objection.
Does anyone have any objection to us stopping the meeting at 7:30 Pacific time?
My only clarification would be, it sounds like our business is somewhat short. We might be done sooner, so I would want to be able to adjourn sooner.
Point of order, there's no restriction. It's just that it will end. The meeting can always be adjourned at any time.
Okay,
there's no restriction on adjourning a meeting. It's just extending the meeting beyond that time requires a two-thirds vote.
Okay, and obviously, if everyone, so far this meeting is very friendly and moving along quite well, despite the fact that I don't know what I'm doing. Ken, you've been very helpful, and you raised a point of order, and I didn't call on you. And that's okay, and basically what I'm saying is if people want to chime in, you know, as long as we don't start talking over each other, then feel free to do that. I want everybody to feel like they have the opportunity to speak. Okay. Is there any? I am not aware of the number six on the agenda, termination. If there is any outstanding business from the last governance committee, and if so, address it. Again, I am not prepared for this meeting and was not really anticipating doing this. So I have not gone. I have not had the opportunity to look at the previous minutes. Well, I don't even have the minutes. So I don't know if there's any outstanding business. Does anyone know if there's outstanding business? And if not...
Ken, if I could be recognized?
Yes, Ken.
I was on the committee. I don't know if anybody else here now was also on the committee. And there was no outstanding business. Because everything had been voted on and was closed one way or the other. There was no motion to be addressed that I can recall, and there were no minutes posted. I went and looked on KPFTX, and I couldn't find any substantial minutes for 2016 near the end of the year. But so there's nothing to approve and there's nothing to take up. But I wanted to, that's what I found. If there's anybody on this committee that was on the last committee and wants to say that there was some unfinished business, we should address it. But hearing none, I think we should move on. That's all.
Okay. Is there anyone who would like to add to the discussion? Hearing none, we will, I will make a comment. I will, of course, believe and trust what you say, Ken, but when we get a permanent chair, we'll, get a confirmation on that as well. So, but thank you for looking for us and letting us know. Okay. Now we're going to move forward to new business. Ken Aaron has a motion to form a contracts and compensation committee to review all contracts, services, as assets, procurement, or discharge. I did have the opportunity to read Ken's motion. Did everybody receive that, and have you been able to read it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I need a little bit of assistance here. I would assume, does anybody want to have a discussion on Ken's motion for contracts and a compensation committee?
Yes. Well, Ken can motivate us.
Yeah, this is Ken. Could I be recognized?
Yes, Ken. Would you? So
I
now we're going to move into...
Somebody else is going to, the second act is going to start soon. I'm not going to do the whole show. But anyhow, yes, I'll just to motivate it. I already sent out another revision of it called CCC V2 for version 2, which I distributed to everybody, and there was a minor change in it. But let me just motivate it, and I'm going to do this under 90 seconds. If we've been around Pacifica, at times you've heard of outlandish expenditures or losses on promotional events or bus billboards or some kind of new fangled equipment or something or some kind of promotion or whatever. And because there's no line of authority of approval of off-budget items. If somebody's spending, if a general manager is spending money according to his budget, he's paying the payroll and he's paying expenses and rents and tower rentals, and he has to get things fixed and so forth. That's fine. It's all within budget, and he should have predicted, including maintenance and replacement of equipment, in the budget. But if he comes up with an item that's excessive, it should go through approval at a PMB level. The PMB, and it can't go through the whole PMB. That's too much. There's 22 people. They're fighting about lots of other stuff. So I'm proposing that per the bylaws, again, Article 8, what I quoted it in the document I sent and in the email I sent, the P&D is authorized to establish committees as they want. There's the standing committees, but they can establish committees if they so desire. And it's line G and H. They can approve or execute any contract or transaction to which the foundation is a party and incur any indebtedness or borrow money on behalf of the foundation. That is a P&D authority. And in that same thing, it says the P&B can establish committees to do any task they want. We could have the PNB could assign a task to do modern art shows and endowments or to have a cross-country parade. They can assign a committee to do anything that comes within their list of obligations and functions. So the examples I gave were not that good, excuse me. And this, I'm showing you on line G and H that it comes under the purview of the PNB to approve or execute any contract or transaction to which the foundation is a party or incur any indebtedness or borrow money on behalf of the foundation. So, and that's why I want to have a separate committee set up, not the finance committee, not the whole B&B, and I'm proposing that it be CFO, the ED, the chair of the finance committee. Then I have two other people, legal counsel or a substitute, somebody that's selected by that little committee to help on legal issues, and then what I call the chief operating officer, and maybe somebody can help me on this. I'm thinking of somebody like John Almella, somebody who's in charge of the hardware and the facilities and the rent and the towers and the equipment, and that's what I meant by chief operating officer. So if that title doesn't exist, we should get somebody like that. And they would approve, in my revised edition, all off-budget items that are up to but below 100,000 based on a period of time. So if it's going to be like whatever I said in the policy, like 70,000 over 6 months, okay. 10,000 over a month, okay. Is that's when it would have to get approved. So I was trying to give a time thing there so that it wouldn't just be a flat number and somebody spending $5,000 a month and it adds up too fast, or $8,000 a month and it adds up too fast. So I try to set those numbers up for that. But anything, so in my revised version, this little committee called the Contracts and Compensation Committee can review those items from the any of the business units of the five stations, the Pacifica Radio Archives and the National Office, and the also the affiliates activity, our office of the affiliates. And so they would have to approve it. If it's 100,000 or more, then it would have to be also approved by the PNB. And I laid out the details in my version, too. So this is to try to establish a tighter line on people making expenditures or signing massive contracts outside of the budget. And anybody who's been around is familiar with this and seen that stations at times will sign contracts, make commitments, get obligations that leave us with a big liability, and we don't like it. And there should be an oversight at the national level. That's the intent of the motion.
So,
yeah, great. So I'm done motivating it, and it took longer than I thought.
Okay.
I'm done.
That's okay. All righty. So Ahmad is, Aki, you're keeping track of the stack, right? So Ahmad is for the stack. Would anyone
Michael
else like
stack.
To be on? Who?
Who's that?
Michael for the stack.
And Anthony.
Okay, Michael, it's your Anthony, okay.
Anyone else for the stack? Hearing no one, I would like to add myself to the stack, Rhonda Garner.
Okay.
Am I allowed to do that if I'm the chair?
Of course.
Okay, so is it Ahmad who's first?
Yes.
Yes.
So, folks, good evening to you all. So, Shannon, this is sort of, and I don't know how we all want to give the time for Ken to respond, but I think it's important. So from my professional experience, having served on both contracts committee as well as compensation committee, I think the wording of the actual proposal is very much in line to what a contract committee should look like. Contract compliance is what it really sounds like. You're trying to make sure we're in lockstep and protecting not only the local but also the overall foundation. But it's not in line for what a compensation committee would do. Having been the HR person for not only Pacifica but other organizations, the compensation committee deals with sort of the development and maintenance of the compensation strategy and philosophy for all compensation and benefit plans in the organization. It also deals with pay administration, the approval of compensation adjustments, et cetera, and then sort of formulate within that subcommittees as it relates to other matters, it relates to adding more headcount, et cetera, at stations, or reducing that for budget reasons. But that's not in the proposal, but I think it's a great start for what you're referring to in 99.9% of the proposal, dealing with contract compliance. And that's where we've had those issues where folks have used additional money to sign up the contracts. That's my piece. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Michael. Michael Ochoa.
Hi, Michael.
Yes, just wanted to speak up in support of this proposal. What the amounts that Ken is talking about, when you're talking about those kinds of amounts, you're talking about a policy that is an obligation that you're entering into. And these are these obligations are occurring at my station and KPFK. I don't know about the other stations, and they're being done unilaterally. I think it's important that the governance structure have a chance to weigh in and to evaluate these proposals to see that they're compliant with our mission and our goals for a financially stable environment. And it's the reason that it's important to have this committee is because the finance committee is a monitoring body. So we need a body like this that can do, that can look at specific proposals and specific policies and make sure that they are actually evaluated and in compliance with the Pacific Commission. So those are the two points I wanted to bring up.
Thank you.
Anthony from KPFA here. I certainly support the goals of having some kind of wave of checking out of control spending before it happens. I'm wondering whether this doesn't really fall entirely, though, the responsibility doesn't fall entirely to the ED and the CFO, i.e. to network management. Is it necessary or desirable to involve PNB members as well or other people who, like, I guess, are actually report to the ED or the CFO? Shouldn't those two executives together be the ones who supervise what the GMs are up to? I think maybe we want a motion to make expenditures of this nature subject to approval of national management. I'm just asking questions. I'm not objecting. I'm just concerned about whether this is the right way to accomplish that objective.
Thank you.
Next is you, Rhonda.
Okay. I apologize. I didn't catch the name of the person who just spoke.
Anthony Fest. Anthony Fest, staff member from KPFA.
Hi, Anthony. I agree with Anthony. Just wondering if it's a duplication of things. I'm not opposed to it. I do have some questions for anyone who would want to answer. I guess Ken. I understand the EED and the CFO, but who is the chair of the National Finance Committee? That's our PNB Finance Committee. Who is the chair? I don't guess that really matters.
I can answer that, Michael. Alex Steinberg of WBAI is the current chair of the Finance Committee.
Okay. And who is the chief operations officer? Who is the chief operations officer, and is that a national position?
Ken explained that I don't think that position actually exists, but there is an equivalent at Pacifica. Ken?
Okay. All right. Does anyone know what Efren's position is at the national office? He's the controller?
I think so.
Does anyone know? Okay.
Yeah,
so we don't currently have a chief operations officer. If that's the case, then I wouldn't want to put that on here at this time and maybe consider adding it at a later time if we have a chief operation officer or if someone can explain a little bit more about what that is.
Anthony here, can I comment again?
Sure.
I think, at least at the station level, I think that's the title you would do normally. That would be an alternate title of the chief engineer. Perhaps at the national level it's different. At a station, if you said, who's your operations officer, you'd say, well, that's our chief engineer.
Okay.
At the network level, it's different, but I hadn't heard that title before, reference to Pacifica National.
Okay. Can you elaborate, or maybe I'm...
Yes, I can elaborate. I can elaborate in various... let me respond. Is anybody else on the queue? No? Okay.
Yeah.
So let me respond to the different segments. I defer to Ahmad's experience.
Ken, hold on one second, please. Was someone else asking to speak?
This is Ahmad. Can I go in the stack after you explain? That's all I need to ask.
I had a hard time hearing you. Did you say Ken can't go on the stack after he explained?
What I said was, he was getting ready. You asked if anybody else wanted to speak. And I started saying, not on the stack. And then Ken got ready to clarify. And I said, I'll go on, just depending on what his response is.
Okay. Ahmad, would you like to go ahead now?
Point of order. I think Ahmad said he wanted to go on after I respond.
Okay. Honestly, I'm having a hard time hearing some people. Okay, so Ken, go ahead and elaborate, please.
Okay, so I would defer to Ahmad's experience in HR, and if he wants to separate out anything that has to do with consideration of compensation, I would appreciate his participation in doing that and changing even the title to contract. Evaluation committee or whatever is most appropriate in the industry. My only concern, the reason I'm putting in compensation, is that, again, like just happened at our station, the general manager decided to hire a new programmer at full boat with benefits. And whether or not it's a good decision, it's a major financial obligation. So I would want this kind of oversight to include, it's not a question of maybe it needs a separate committee to evaluate the general contracts we use and union contracts and stuff. But if we hire talent or we sign a contract to broadcast a program like Weston Smiley or something, or, we're going to pay for some kind of program or BBC, or we're hiring a consultant or an advisor or a network promoter or something. That's what I'm concerned about in terms of what contracts are written for the compensation. But I certainly would really appreciate Ahmad's intercession into this to make it industry correct. The other concept of this is just the ED and the CFO. All right, there can exist a situation where the ED and the CFO are not diverse enough in their opinions. They're both in too much together, or one's under the influence of the other. And that's why I wanted to have a broader collection. And so the chair of the National Finance Committee brings in the governance, that's from the PNB, and the chief operations officer, who's here all the time, the chief operator or the chief engineer or the head of IT at the national level, has been here throughout various executive directors and various chairs of various committees and various PNBs and various factions and everything. And they are responsible for the actual existence and operation of the network in the physical universe, maybe not in the political or artistic universe, but in the physical universe. They have to ensure that the towers are up and running and that the amplifiers and transmitters and everything's running and the tape recorders and the shows are streaming over the Internet and everything. And I would want them at this level so they can make sure that they're not being abandoned. And then a legal counsel or advisor is just somebody that the other members of this committee could appoint. I'm not adverse to keeping the committee small, indicating other people, fine. But I wouldn't just narrow it down to the CFO and the ED, because in some organizations that collapses into a very narrow agenda that would be playing favorites and so forth, in my opinion. So I'd rather have more diversity on it. And I think those are the major questions. And I think that's the major comments. So, you know, yes, this is this was not something I drew up over 6 months of study, but it's we want to start plugging this hole, and I think and we cannot pass it to the PNB. The PNB cannot take the time to approve every budget excess over $10,000 here and $30,000 over a six-month period there. That's too much for the PNB to address. We're too busy arguing about the agenda. You know?
Okay.
So therefore, this smaller committee could approve it. And if it's $100,000 or more over any period of time, then it goes to the PNB for approval. And the basis of this is all in Article 8, Section 3.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. Is there anybody?
William. Yeah, William here. Let's check.
Ahmad had it next there, I think.
Okay,
Ahmad and then William.
Thank you very much, Ken. So first thing, I won't be long, is yes, I would be in lockstep with it if you take out the compensation piece. If there is concern about contracts that are being formulated, which I know of and you know of and have been since I left in 2009, which causes extra financial hardship, then those would fall under the preview based upon the different tiers that you mentioned, about $10,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and there within any additional benefits or perks that come with that contract, if you will. I'm just trying to give you an overview. The perks is not necessary, but perks or benefits or bonuses that come with that. So with that being said, that would be in the preview of the contract contract compliance committee to be able to review those and send recommendations or approvals or denials of that because it's out of the contract guidelines. The other piece is, as was mentioned, is this a duplication, the ED, et cetera, et cetera? The reason why you have another committee like this is to maintain the integrity and the transparency and the lack thereof. If you do have folks that sort of are collusion, not for any other persons, but they just like each other and we will vote the same way together, it separates that. And we've had challenges that within our organization, and we want to move away from that as quickly and expeditiously as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Ahmad. William, you're next.
Thank you. William Hairwagon, WBAI. About the chief operating officer, or whatever the phrase is, chief of operations, in most companies that has nothing to do with IT or engineering, that's the business you're in. So if you wanted to have some chief of operations, it would be somebody in programming. What do Pacifica do? We create radio. We have programs. We don't have currently any national person involved in programming. There have been attempts to do that. I don't know if any ever actually went into effect. I think for a short while we did have a national programming person, let's say. And then talking about the other proposed members of this, it's kind of fuzzy who these people really are. So I'm not happy with any of that. And then as far as the example, the one example that I remember hearing about someone trying to hire new staff, wait a minute, we're supposed to have budgets. Staffing is part of the budgets. If you want to hire new staff, if it's not in the budget, you can't do it unless you get a budget revision. And all changes, well, let's put it this way, every station should be monitoring its own expenses and sticking to the budget. So if they want to do a new, whatever it is, $15,000, $70,000 contract, they can't do it. It's not in the budget. And the only time that something new that's not in the budget might even be considered is if the income is over the budgeted or projected amount. I think the last thing Pacifica needs is another committee. And the fuzziness and who's in this committee and the need for it is not there. Everybody should follow their budgets, and local station boards should be the ones that decide on local expenses. We shouldn't be becoming some kind of national executive committee, especially one that's going to meet only in executive session. This is not in the Pacifica tradition, and I don't like the whole idea. Thank you.
Is there anyone else for the stack?
Yeah, this is Ken. Again, there's one thing left off here. If Ahmad could do the pruning, I think it's I would appreciate it if he could just prune that out and call it and change the title to contract confirmation or whatever phrase he gave. I can concede to his modifications as a friendly amendment. Regards the other comments. If people know John L. Miller, there's two parts to radio. There's the programming, and most of the stations I've been at, there's very little direction. It's all up to the programmers, and they just do what they want, and they're independent, and they're not following any much instructions or guidance. But the other part is a guy can make a program. If it doesn't get on the air, it wasn't heard. You know, a tree falls in the forest. So keeping a network running in the physical universe, and when I'm saying chief operating officer, at this point in time, I would just make it John L. Miller. If different structure gets created at Pacifica, and there's somebody else.
Point of information. Ken, what is the name of that person that you just named?
John L. Miller. If somebody could volunteer what his actual title is, Otis McClay would know. I don't know if he's listening. He's just streaming this. But he's in charge of all technical operations.
Okay.
He might be called the chief technical officer.
Okay. Ken, when you're finished speaking, is there anyone else that would like to be on the stack?
I guess I was being asked a question, so I'll get back on the stack, Ahmad.
Okay.
I would move that Ahmad. I would like to move that Ahmad modify this motion, and if he could do it right now, that's fine. If not,
I was on the stack, Ken. I wanted to ask Ahmad a question. So Ahmad,
okay, I'm done.
Is that okay? Anybody else for the stack?
Yeah, Anthony, I'd like to speak again.
And I'll defer to Anthony. For the sake of the body, I'll defer and then answer so that we can sort of move swiftly on trying to get this compartmentalized or not. But I'll defer and come back to answer the question that Ken had raised. And then as well as you, Eileen, I know you have a question as well.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great. So, Anthony, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, this sounds a little bit repetitive, but I still kind of have concerns about this membership because some of these individuals report to the ED or the CFO and the legal counsel. I guess it's unclear who the legal counsel reports to, whether it's I suppose the legal counsel actually reports to the PNB, but the idea of someone who reports to the ED or CFO being sort of their equal on this committee doesn't really seem like a great idea to me. And again, I like this concept of some oversight so PMs don't overspend, especially when the whole network is in such straits. But I think it needs more thought or discussion at the conceptual level. What is it really want to accomplish and how rather than right now a pretty much fully formed plan that we're to vote on and either add this individual or not that individual. So that's my comment.
Okay. I had a question and then a comment. Or actually, I want to recap what I understood. Okay, I understood Ahmad to say that the chief operations officer, and these are my words, not his, so as long as I've just got the correct impression, you know, impression idea of what this is, that's saying to us that we're on the air and nothing impedes with us being able to broadcast. Is that correct, Ahmad?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
That's okay. When you were kind of giving a definition of the chief operations officer, I wanted to make sure that I understood the gist of what you were saying. And I thought that was that it's a safety net. It's another checks and balance, or we don't want it to leave it to just the ED and the CFO because they already have that authority. So we're adding someone to the mix that would make sure and be looking out for the interest of the airwaves and making sure that nothing would impede with our ability to broadcast. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. So, you know, about your definition, and I'll just give it to you as I know it in my various different work world.
Okay.
The CEO individual, so that we don't confuse the technical IT programming operations piece of the organization that we live in today, deals with operational controls. So let's say administrative or reporting procedures and people systems in some particular cases. So the administrative reporting procedures and people systems that we're talking about now are really speaking to those that impact our financial or weaken our financial strength. And so based upon what has been said, and whether it's been contracts about the tower or bringing on additional headcount, yes, it is true that we have budgets, but what we know in Pacifica at our local level, we've brought on people with, unbeknownst to even local folks or even the national level at best, we've brought people on, we've hired people, and then we adjust our funding and raising money to pay people. And so we want to be able to manage that process. And the CEO has line of sight to be able to do that. Even in the combination plate that we talk about having contract compliance, the issue at hand would be those members, which sort of leads to my concern about the membership of such a committee that Anthony brought up and the other gentleman brought up as well, one member, is that as it seems right now, those individuals probably don't seem warm and fuzzy to us. It's not very warm and fuzzy to me either. I think it would be individuals that be a combination of folks, and it's unfortunate is what it would be. But Anthony mentioned in an email he sent out earlier about the, and if I'm wrong, Anthony, let me know, there seems to be an overlap in some of the other committees, whether it be audit, whether it be finance, and whether it be governance. But all those sort of fall into the same players. Those players have an interest in that contract compliance to make sure we are in lockstep doing the right thing across the board. So I would adjust those memberships or at least vet that out a little bit more, Ken, if you will, to sort of not have the same people from the same party at a different dance, basically, because that's what it looks like. But I think for the gist of what is being proposed, it's essential to have something like that because contracts have led us to sort of the sticky wickedness, if you will, that we've gotten into financially.
Okay, thank you, Ahmad. Ken, for the sec, anyone else after Ken? Ken, go ahead.
Okay, so I concur this motion. I'm very pleased about the general reaction to this, because it means we're all in accordance as what areas have to be addressed. And I agree with Ahmad, but I can't take it on myself because I don't have that background. So I would, if I could work with Ahmad on it, if he could redraft it and come back to me, and maybe it sounds best, it would be me, Ahmad, and Anthony Fest, and we'll submit it at the next meeting as revised, That's a motion I'm making. That
this
three
was,
of us reworked the motion.
Is there someone else that wanted to be on the stack?
Yes, Barbara would like to be on the stack.
Go ahead, Barbara.
So if I can just kind of recap, like Rhonda, just to help my understanding, and thank you, Ahmed. It was a very helpful for me to hear your explanation. So it almost sounds like some of these committees are already in place, but there doesn't seem to be a coordination aspect of the information that the committees do. So I appreciate that understanding that, you know, all the members on the suggested committees are already on committees, but what seems to be missing in my 2 years of experience at KPFK is, you know, being able to coordinate that information and get it to a place you can make decisions about. There seems to be a bottleneck, whether it's a board, you know, the national board or whatever, that resulted in, you know, the great deal of difficulties that we're getting out of. So what could be the mechanism to pull this information together so there is a decision and not get mired in
Barbara, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Could someone use their phone? There's a lot of background noise while Barbara's trying to speak. Barbara, go ahead.
Okay, well, I finished my point. Did anybody hear it? Do you want me to repeat?
I was able to hear it. It just, there was
that. I heard you, Barbara. I heard it, Barbara.
So, Ken, what would be the coordination aspect to get this information from the different committees? Can we distill it from the different committees and then have some way of getting it to the board in such a way that it,
yeah,
it can be implemented without the politics?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Because I've been on, this is Ahmed, if I may respond, and I think, one, I'm willing to work with Ken to step away and Anthony to step away and be able to work at that part of the process as well. I think that which the Finance Committee and both the Audit and Finance Committee have a direct sort of loop and connection with the business managers based upon the role and responsibility of reporting to the local LSBs. They have line of sight of being able to see the budgets as budgets or proposals are brought to them, and then work within that process to be able to communicate as members of the national committees, if you will, specifically this one, how to be able to approach and process that information, recommendations, pushbacks to the budget. That's, you know, that is where that lies. The Finance Committee and Audit Committee see that. So I don't know what that looks like. I think it's a work in progress, and you know, I wouldn't want to put a stamp on it, but I think that sort of will sort of unclog the toilet, if you will, in that process.
Okay.
Okay.
William,
so, okay, William, go ahead.
Postpone this. William here, Wagon WBAI. Just, I think, some corrections.
Oh,
needed to work.
I was
Mr. Moved. Anderson. Hello?
Okay, this is Rhonda, and I'm going to, someone was speaking. Did I call William out of line? Out of the staff
William,
order?
William was speaking.
Yeah, go ahead, William.
Continue,
okay.
William. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you. I want to make a, at least in my opinion, a correction to one part of what Ahmed was saying. The audit committee, which I think Ahmed is supposed to be a member of, has nothing to do with current finances and looking at possibly having anything to do with an expense like this. The audit committee is involved in looking at the financial statements and what the auditor does with them. It has nothing to do with current expenses. It has to do with perhaps trying to fix or get other people to fix problems that the auditors find, but it has nothing to do with this process. Thank you.
I stand corrected, sir. I was just on the audit committee yesterday, and I flew into Boston early this morning, and it just sort of came out. You're absolutely correct. My bad.
Okay. Is Mrs. Kansas back?
Okay, Ken, go ahead.
I move that we postpone this motion till the next meeting, and in the interim, Ken Aaron, Ahmaud Anderson, and Anthony Fest will revise it to be tighter and more appropriate.
Do we need
a second
to
postpone?
Second.
Okay. I second it.
Okay, so then do I have any objections?
Second
okay,
by Ahmaud.
So moved, we will postpone this motion until the next meeting, and in the interim, Anthony, Ahmaud, and Ken will perfect it. Is that correct? Yeah?
Yes.
I think? Okay. All righty. So, great. So now I guess we go to the second motion that also Ken Walker proposed.
Let me motivate this. So we're using a Yahoo group for the National Finance Committee. And basically, it's a method of controlling the membership and sending out emails and having a confidential place where the emails sit. In other words, nobody else can see those emails except the members of the group. So, and then you can also upload files and minutes and motions and keep a track record. And it's not that hard to administer. And my proposal that I did email out was that the members of this PAC conference would be, I think, the members of this committee and the chair of the PNB and the secretary of the PNB. And I don't know whether or not I included the ED. This is just so that they can have purview of what our activities are. And also so that there would be easy communication between this committee and the PNB, because if we pass a motion and forward it to the PNB, you'd want to have it so that the secretary of the PNB could easily review, you know, look at the motion or look at the minutes and so forth. So that was the motion I meant, that we use the, it's called PAC Governance or Pacifica Governance Yahoo group for our communications and archiving our materials.
Okay, anybody with that?
And Anthony here with a point of order. Was the previous motion put to a vote, or was it asked if there were any objections?
No objections. There was no objections.
Okay,
no
great.
Objection. Okay. Give me one. Okay. So who wanted to be on the stack? I have a point of information. Did anybody else want to speak or have point of information?
Michael.
Okay. Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Again, this is my first meeting, so I wanted to know if I had a brilliant idea for motion. Using the Yahoo group would be the preferred way to introduce it to my fellow committee members?
I am...
I'm sorry, I can respond.
Yes, Ken. Ken, before you respond, I have a question as well, and that way you can answer them both. Is that okay with everyone? Okay. Ken, is the system that you're wanting to use, I know that there have been problems or talk about Google being a problem, but that Yahoo is very safe for this, and I know that the, our IT person, So do other PNB committees use this same thing? The same PAC or whatever you refer to it?
Yeah, I will answer that. One second.
Thank you.
I, let me just go there myself. I've been on various committees that used it, and like finance is currently using it, and in the past, a committee called, we use it at the LSB level, and an executive search committee. We had an executive search committee. We had a financial reform audit task force, and everything else is outside of Pacifica. So that's my experience with it. But I know the finance committee is using it currently. And it's not as slicking as Google Groups, but I find personally that the Google Groups are a little too slick, and you know, they change once a month and stuff, so it's hard to use them because they're not stable. This is more buggy wagon. Is that the right phrase I want to use? So, again, and there was another question by somebody who said something before. Oh, yeah. So part of this, I sent out that email to everybody in the group about this, and in that email, there's a link to Yahoo's explanation of what it is, and I also printed it. There it is. Okay. I also printed their definition. Simply a way to communicate with folks, usually the same interests, whatever your interests and hobbies. And you can have tiers of membership, like an administrator or a person who can see it or a person who can see and edit. If you go to the link, they'll talk about it. But the point is, yes, there's conversations in these groups, and you can start a conversation, and it goes back and forth within the group. So if you have a bright idea, this is a much better way to work stuff out than trying to get much done in a live teleconference committee, which happened with this motion I made before. It was going back and forth in email.
So right.
It's just that
thank
this
you,
email
Craig.
Would be confined to the Yahoo group. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael, did your question get answered?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good.
So, Ken, you're going to be the administrator of this Yahoo group?
No, it's got to be the secretary. You know, we could elect another secretary. We just have to bend some arms here, because I know you're the secretary of a lot of committees. But I can set it up, but I would want to give control of it to the secretary of the group, because the secretary of the group is going to prepare and distribute the agenda.
I see. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any more discussion on this, or can we...
I'd like to say something. This is Marcy La. This is Marcy La from WPFW.
And then William
also. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can hear me.
Yeah, personally, I don't need another entity to deal with this PND business stuff, okay? Emails go back and forth at least, I don't know how many times a day on my email that I receive at my Hotmail account. And to have to access another account in order to talk with you all or whatever is just a bit much for me. Okay, so I prefer what we're doing now. I don't need to remember another website, email address, or anything like that. And I wonder whether or not it could be hacked easily. And then all of our information is taken or ransomed or whatever. Those are my comments.
Okay, this is Ken. I can respond to that. Ken, to the SAC.
I think there was someone else after.
William asked for the SAC.
Yes, William, and then Ken.
Okay, I'll let Ken answer that question because I have a different issue.
Okay.
I propose, could Mr. Hairwagon please bring up his issue?
Hold on. Okay, I want to be at, anybody else want to be added to the stack?
Did you get Barbara?
No, ma'am, I did not. I apologize, Barbara. So,
all due respect, everybody, I must get off the call. As Aki knows, I'm on the committee. I traveled to Boston last night and got here early this morning. I'm a little worn, but thank you for your participation.
Thank you, Ahmad.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. So, Barbara, you're on the staff, right?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to go ahead? Okay. My point is I would be in favor of the Yahoo group. I understand the point that was made earlier about so many emails and whatever, but I do get all of those emails too, and to me this seems like if it's just condensed to the group of this committee that it could be much more effective than having to sort through all these other emails where other people comment. So I appreciate this mechanism, and I think it would help me be more efficient and follow things a little more effectively.
Okay. William?
Okay, thank you. I'm looking at the motion from Ken, and I would think that we don't need to have extra people in our Yahoo group. The Yahoo group should be only the committee members, they don't need to see what we're doing. They got enough to do. We need to make motions and forward them to the PNB and the ED and the vice chair if anybody wants to. The officers don't need to be involved in what we're doing, monitoring what we're doing. All we do is we decide what we want to send to the PNB and then we do it. So I'd make an amendment that we eliminate that we end the next to last sentence with limited to current committee members, and eliminate the ED and the PNB chair, vice chair, and secretary.
Okay, Ken, do you want to? I don't know. I need parliamentary assistance here. Ken, are you wanting to make a friendly amendment?
No. Point of order.
Okay.
No, I don't want to make any opposition to the motion. It's an amendment. What we do is vote on the amendment. You know, you could first check to see if there's any opposition to the amendment, and then we vote on the amended motion.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anyone object to William's amendment?
Yes. Muscula, yes.
Is this Muscula? Okay, go ahead, Muscula.
Muscula. Okay,
that's I'm sorry. Muscula. Thank you. Go ahead. Hello?
What is your... Okay, so we go to a vote then. It's basically what it is.
What about Muscula?
Well, you asked for objection, and there's objection, so we have to go to a vote.
I objected.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So it's not a unanimous vote.
Okay. So we will move to a roll call vote.
So
that we have said that.
I'm sorry?
Oh, this is Anthony. I'm just wondering if there was further discussion.
Would you like to have further discussion?
I don't have a comment, but I wondered if Ken wanted to answer Will Williams' points or if anyone else wanted to chime in.
I have no counter argument to what Williams said. I don't care. I don't know, either side or abstain or whatever. He wants to remove the next to last sentence, which is membership will be limited to the current committee members. He wants to eliminate the half of the sentence after that, which is, comma, the ED and the PNB chair, vice chair, and secretary. So he wants that out, the ED and the PNB chair, vice chair, and secretary. So I don't even oppose his amendment.
Right. And there's an objection by Muscula, so we have to go to a vote.
Okay, we're voting now. Okay. We're voting.
Yes.
We're voting to work with Williams' language.
Exactly. Eliminate those things. Okay. So, Ken,
okay. All right. So, we're going to a vote to accept Williams' change in the original motion to exclude the executive director and so on and so forth. Okay. So we're going to take a vote.
Yes. Okay. Chen is yes. Okay. Ahmad?
Well, he left.
Ahmad left the call.
Okay. Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Okay. Rhonda is yes. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Heerwagen is yes. Ken Rolfer?
Yes.
Rolfer is yes. Barbara Marbrick?
Yes.
Barbara is yes. Michael Ochoa?
Yes.
Ochoa is yes. Aki is yes. Mosquito? Mosquito, was it?
No. No.
Nope. Okay. And Don Williams? Don?
I didn't think Don was on the call.
No, he's on the call. He's I'm not sure whether he's listening or not, but. Okay, so anyway, I'll just see if he was up there. Anyway, right now we have 8 yes, 1 no, and 1 not voting.
Okay, so the motion is approved.
Okay, so we go to the
point of order. The amendment is approved, not the motion.
Yes. Amendment.
Thank you, Ken.
And then go to the main motion now. Okay.
Okay.
The main motion is amended by. Okay.
Okay. So
we'll go to.
Call the vote.
Okay, so we're voting. So we're voting on the Ken's motion is amended by, Woody himself. Okay, Ken.
The officer.
I about the motion.
Okay, Ken.
The motion is the motion.
Okay, Ahmad? He's gone. Okay, Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Okay, Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Rhonda is yes. William?
No.
William is no, okay. Ken Lawford?
Yes.
Ken is yes. Barbara? Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara is yes. Michael Ochoa?
Yes.
Michael is yes. Okay. And Aki is yes. Mosquito Washington?
No. No.
Mosquito is no. Okay. And Don Williams? Okay. So he's present. All right. So 7 yes, 2 no, and 1 not voting.
Okay, so the motion is...
Sorry, passes. Right, okay, passes. So get the yes. Okay. All right.
It's 9:08
This is Ken.
PM.
Can I be recognized?
Sure, Ken.
Yeah. As we finished all the business of the meeting, I move that we adjourn.
I was going to move this to adjournment. I just wanted to make a couple of comments about what I should do since I chaired this meeting. I am assuming that I need to post the meeting to KPFTX. I do have a login, so I can do that. I would assume that anyone... Okay, and then, Ken, you said you would set up the Yahoo group, correct? Ken?
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then should I put, when I post the meeting on KPFTX, should I state on there that we're going to elect a permanent chair and secretary? I'm not the permanent chair.
This is Ken. This is Ken. That's it. Yes, I would say that you, I move that you put notice that in our next meeting, we will elect a chair and secretary, permanent chair and secretary.
Okay.
William for the stack.
Okay, William, go ahead.
That's not the way it works. All Pacifica elections are supposed to go through a mother group. They use other people that we vote by email.
Right, William.
Notice that we're going to have nominations. Or you don't even really need to put that in there unless you're going to set up an agenda, which you can then put in kpftx.org. You don't need to put it. It's just when you put in the meeting, you could just put it's a regular business open session.
Okay. And, William, is there any chance that you could volunteer to see to it that the election is organized, or do I have a volunteer for someone who could do that?
I've never been involved in doing that, and I don't want to, but it's supposed to be done that way. Usually the secretaries get involved in that. But that's why next week, you know, we'll notice that.
Okay, well, Aki and I will figure that out then. I want to thank everybody for their patience very much and their participation, and I hope everybody has a good evening.
Wanda, thank you very much. You did a good job.
Okay, and I guess I'm supposed to say we're adjourned, right? No? Right? We're adjourned?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead, say it, girl.
I'm sorry? Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.